It's early in the morning on distribution day.
Do you have a box for the rental?
Yeah, that'll be here.
Cleaning group volunteers have arrived at their organization's storage facility to organize the food and other commodities gathered during the week so they can be distributed to the group's membership. Hello, my name is Bob Madar, and I welcome you to episode 2 of the Gleaner edition of Local Folks Podcast. One or two days a week, all 14 gleaning organizations in Linn and Benton counties meet and share what they have gathered with their membership, a total of about 7,000 people. Each group has its own style of distribution, but they all have to accomplish the following: equitable sharing of what has been gathered, recording the weight of everything that is distributed, and moving people through the process smoothly and efficiently. I kind of think of it as running a small grocery store that's only open once or twice a week, with many of the same requirements of an actual business. Everything coming in and going out has to be weighed, documented, and reported to relevant agencies, including the IRS. All rules and regulations regarding safe food handling practices have to be followed, and the actual process of distributing what has been gathered has to be designed to be as efficient as possible given the physical nature of the distribution site. And they're all different, from an old county equipment warehouse to the basement of a church. The local folks featured in this episode are members of Alsea Valley Gleaners, Fair Share Gleaners, Mary's River Gleaners, or North Sandy Am Gleaners. These organizations are located in the communities of Alsea, Sweet Home, Corvallis, and Sio, Oregon.
And the rest of the food and stuff we pick at all the different stores through Lebanon and Albany and Corvallis.
That's quite a range.
Yeah. They go all the way over to Trader Joe's in Corvallis and pick up a lot of stuff there.
And then all that's hauled back here.
It all comes right back here.
Okay.
And then we bring it in, and we put it out on the shelf. Twice a week, they have pickup where they can come in and walk through and decide what they want off the shelf that they can use at their house. And they take it. This is a product that is being, the store's getting rid of because it's getting too old for the store.
Right.
And instead of them throwing them in the trash anymore, they made it to where they, all the gleaner groups can pick it all up and take it to their groups to help out the families.
Cool. Right. How long have you been gleaning?
Well, on and off since the 80s.
Well, sir, you are an experienced gleaner.
Yes.
Do you enjoy it?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. I enjoy helping people. Enjoy meeting the new people come in, and it's a lot of friendship I built.
Got it. Yeah, it looks like a social organization.
It is. It's a very social organization, and we all try to get along and make everything work together.
There you go. This looks like a well-oiled machine right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
You bet. That was a volunteer talking about the sources of the commodities he was setting out for distribution. Now let's listen to two members who are in the process of picking up their share. So, if you wouldn't mind, just for a second, you guys are going through here. Now, what do you do at each station? What happens as you go through?
Usually there's a rule about how many items you can take, depending on how much quantity they've got. And you don't have to take an item from a station if you don't want to. It's more based on necessity for your own household.
Okay, so it's kind of like a shopping experience then. You can decide what you want to take and what you don't want to take and how much. And so if there's an abundance of a lot of stuff, you would then be able to take more of it than if there was a little bit.
Exactly.
As long as there's enough to go around for
Sometimes they try to limit it to how many members you've got in your household. For instance, currently we have 4 members in our household, so if they have a limited supply, they want to try to provide enough for your household without losing too much. They say, like, okay, one per person in your household. So, like, sometimes if they're limited on bottles of soda, like, one bottle per person.
I got it. Okay.
Or, like, with these salads here, one salad per person.
One salad per person. And then one last question, and I'll let you guys get back to shopping, but how important is this food to you?
At the moment, extremely.
Yeah.
We're homeless.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't let the cool clothes fool you. We're these are from Shem.
Now, do you have a place to stay?
We're sleeping in our cars.
Yeah. So two of us have been. One of them is working, and one has income, and then us two have been going out just about every day after helping out here.
We were walking around the poor. The other day when it was raining, we were going around picking up applications.
Wow.
It's the only clothes I have worn right now.
Now, are you guys from here or Sweet Home originally?
We used to live in Sweet Home, but we've been moving around a lot, wherever the work can take us.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished up with a job over in Albany, and I'm hoping to find work here again soon.
What were you doing in Albany?
Target Distribution Center.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for talking with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bob, okay.
Bob, that's right, yeah.
Again, I'm Thomas.
Thomas?
Michaela.
Nice to meet you, Michaela. Nice to meet you, Thomas. Thank you.
You too.
Due to physical limitations or other issues, some members are not able to come to distribution, so volunteers bring distribution to them. Here is Nancy, a Mary's River gleaner, talking about bringing food to members who live in Glenwood Manor, a subsidized housing apartment building in Corvallis, Oregon.
There are 26 people at Glenwood Manor signed up to take part in Gleaners.
Mm-hmm.
18 of those people, because of their particular circumstances, requested a pre-packed bag.
Oh, wow, look at this.
So we get 18 pre-packed bags. So in each bag there would be bread, meat, cans or packages of rice, pasta, beans, canned vegetables, canned fruit, Jello, depends on what's here
mm-hmm.
on a given day. And then we get a bulk box of bread, produce, and this is our dessert box.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it and I wash it.
Oh, in between.
Mm-hmm. So every Friday we pick up the 18 bags and the bread, the produce, the desserts, a box of meat. And we take it back to Glenwood Manor, and we set it out on the second floor, and people come. We get there about 11:30, and people come from 11:30 till about 2. People come and pick up their bags. They pick up a cookie or a cupcake, whatever dessert we have put out. People talk. It's a social thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then about 2 o'clock, things have quieted down, and my buddy and I, Jeannie, we go home.
Oh, okay.
And whatever's left, we leave on the table, and anybody that needs it can come and get it.
And the food people receive is very important to them. Here's Al, a resident of Glenwood Manor, who stopped by to pick up his groceries.
Hey,
hi, Al.
Here you are, Al.
I got you too. Okay. I know how they go in. Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Al. This is Bob Madar.
Hello. Go by Al.
Nice to meet you, Al.
Well, it was going fine until I woke up.
I'm a grandpa, too. Which I really like a lot.
Yeah. One of my grandsons is in China right now. Boy, I want him out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's in China?
What's he doing in China?
Wow.
Well, he speaks Chinese.
Oh, good for him. Uh-huh.
And he was over there for a company, and they're buying stuff for him.
Oh.
And he couldn't get out because there was a, not a hurricane, what do they call it, the water.
Oh, monsoon.
Flooding.
Monsoon. Yeah, he couldn't fly out, but he's trying to get out of there.
we'll hope he gets out today.
Yeah, well, he'll make it. He'll make it.
Yeah.
At least before the war starts or something.
Right, absolutely.
That's a line of...
So I just wanted to... I'm a podcaster, and so I'm doing a podcast on gleaners.
And one of the things that I realized was that the gleaners are, you guys are very much involved with gleaners here. And so a question I had was just, you know, sort of...
Do you want to sit down?
Yeah, yeah, have a seat. Yeah.
Oh, are you recording me?
I'm recording, yeah, so I can get some background information about...
So smile, Al. Yeah.
Smile, because I'm being recorded?
That's right.
I can say, happy face.
I'll just put on a radiant smile. It's great.
Have a happy face. There you go.
So, I was just a question, Al. How important is this food to you?
Oh, it's so important. I mean, we depend on it. I just can't get out to buy groceries a lot of the times. And we depend on this for our survival.
Yeah, that. So one of the things that you mentioned is that you can't get out to buy groceries. So having it delivered, I would imagine, is really important.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate Nancy more than she really
knows. And
they
can count on us doing it. Yeah. Well, we're a team.
Oh, you were. Yeah, that's right.
She goes out there and just sits there and looks pretty and stays out of my way while I load. I just drive. She just drives.
It looks pretty.
And it looks pretty. That's your job. Look pretty out there and stay out of my way. I got it all. I load it the same way, and I don't know. So they can count on us every
yeah,
time.
It's, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really important. Because I'm getting to the age where I just don't get out much. Mm-hmm. It's even a chore to get to a doctor, but I have to sometimes. And, but, you know, this really works for me.
But if I've learned one thing, it's that distribution is about a lot more than the food. It's also a time for community, socializing with friends, supporting each other, and sharing important information about issues and opportunities that the group needs to address.
For his wife with Oscar at camp, so that is why he is not here, and so prayers that he can do what he needs to do. He's not quite mom, but you know, Curtis can fill in. Another prayer for Mr. Curtis Parker. He has one more doctor's appointment.
Hopefully,
and then he'll be good to go. He did go on the bread run with Scott yesterday. Almost got a grandma butt whooping when I got home and found out he had gone, but he promised me he did not pick up anything heavy. So
I watched him, he didn't.
So we're glad that he's mending and able to get back up and get stuff done. A lot has happened this last week. A lot of good, a lot of bad.
We need help with the warehouse.
Yeah, we need
Big
help
time.
With the warehouse.
Like 2 days to get it out of there.
They've gotten the food out. They've gotten the refrigerators and freezers out. There's more stuff that needs loaded, taken over to Becky's for the garage sale,
right.
Taken to your guys' house, my house, I don't know, but Scott's right. In charge of that. If you're available, please, 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 help them get this done. We need to get out of Ken's property.
You gave us 3 extra days to get that stuff out.
3 extra days. We were supposed to be out by the end of July. We're now into August. Let's get it done. Let's get out of there. I have not been able to get my whole board together. So I don't know how we want to do this, but there is a Mayflower truck out at our farm that Michael says he will let North Sandian Gleaners have for $200. It's 20 foot, 40 foot?
I'd say 20 foot.
Sealed container unit that we can use to put all our dry goods in.
We're going to have to put some work into it a little bit, though.
It's going to take a little bit of TLC, but containers are running at the low end right now, $1,500. So $200 is a much cheaper, quicker fix to get it done ASAP, but I don't know how to get the board to vote on it because we have to vote on anything over $50. So.
That was Sandra Parker, coordinator of North San Yam Gleaners, talking to her membership at their weekly meeting after distribution. So let's review the essential questions Season 2 of Local Folks seeks to answer. What can the work of gleaners tell us about how to effectively use local resources to address community problems? I think there are several important points to consider. One, local folks are an important resource for addressing and solving community problems. Week in and week out, gleaners work very hard to reduce food insecurity in their communities, gathering and distributing millions of pounds of food every year. Two, local folks are highly capable of building and maintaining effective grassroots organizations. All 14 gleaning groups in Lynn and Benton counties are recognized nonprofit corporations, and as such have to comply with all regulations and requirements necessary to maintain that status. In addition, because they handle and distribute food, they have to follow all federal and state food handling guidelines. Three, targeted and effective technical assistance is essential to the ongoing success of organizations run by local folks. Understanding and navigating federal, state, and local requirements and regulations for food handling, nonprofit status, etc., can be challenging for anyone to manage, and the technical assistance provided by a Lynn Benton food share is crucial to the continued success of the gleaning groups in Lynn and Benton counties. We will explore that assistance in more detail in an upcoming episode. But I think one other quality local folks who are gleaners absolutely exemplify is compassion, something I believe we all share, and a quality that makes it possible for them to do the incredible work they do. Let's listen to two gleaners talk about why they love gleaning as they harvest needed food from a farmer's field.
Well, because there's, like I said, there's people that are what they consider homebound, but yet they need good food to eat too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you're helping out somebody that's, you know, maybe can't, you know, or maybe someone with small children, you know, that need, you know, assistance too, because maybe they don't have babysitters or whatever, you know, but if you can glean, then you're helping out them also, you know,
absolutely.
To provide for their families.
Well, I love blueberries, so I love to come out and pick blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
And half of my blueberries go to an elderly person that can't come out and pick.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels good to help somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm helping my own family out.
Compassionate, committed local folks who work very hard to help themselves and other people are the heart and soul of gleaning organizations. And I think they have a lot to teach us about how to mobilize, support, and empower people to work together to improve their communities. I invite you to come back for Episode 3, airing on August 1st, to spend some time with members and learn how and why they became gleaners, and to listen to them talk about how satisfying it is to do the work they do.
KBOO Portland.